But we just found out that our old buddy, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, was out in Los Angeles this past weekend, and he was working the World Series games at Dodger Stadium. So joining us now on the Ticket Hotline with, I'm sure, a bunch of great stories to tell is Jesse the Usher. Hi, Jesse.
I hope they don't want me to have any great stories to tell, because I ain't got nothing to say to them.
Jesse? He's
talking to somebody else.
Hello?
Jesse, hey, you're on the air.
Well, good morning to you fellas. How y'all doing?
Good. Okay. Good. How are you?
Well, not too good. I'm just sitting here trying to make the TV work.
Oh. What's the matter?
I can't get it to turn on. I want to watch some of that Home Shopping Network, and I got some walking around money I want to spend, but I can't get the button pusher to work.
Well, maybe these new batteries there in the remote control.
What's that now?
You may need new batteries in your remote.
Oh, I went this morning to the bathroom.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, hey, we heard you work the World Series. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. And not only that, I worked the World Series.
That's awesome. Good for you. How was it?
Well, it was good. I got some family in L.A. out there, and so I picked up a freelance gig ushering them L.A. games of the World Series.
Right.
And my daughter lives out there. And she was having her birthday party, a special birthday for her, so I was going out there anyway.
How old is your daughter?
75. Yeah, so she's a young'un.
Yeah.
But so I got to usher on them games there, and I got to see lots of celebrities.
Oh, like who?
Lots of celebrities. Like Patrick Sajak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak.
Yeah, and Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel.
Ben Affleck.
Affleck. Yeah, he was there.
Matt Damon. And
Damon.
Larry King.
Larry King.
Oh, wow.
I got to meet all of them and take my picture image with them, too.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And there was that, who was that old gal? Mary Hart.
Oh, yep. Yeah, Mary Hart.
She was there. Ooh, she make my flagpole stand at attention.
Oh, man,
I said a lot of pre-Me Too stuff to her.
Oh, dear. Well, don't repeat that.
I love her. Yeah. I'd love to knock on her back door for sure.
Hey, Jesse, we're on the air.
Man, mess around with her sewer. But,
hey, Jesse.
Jeez. That's pre-Me Too. That's that's where I grew up. But
well,
so I was seating them luminaries, mm-hmm. and I personally sat Coach Professional Jason Garrett and his friend, mm-hmm. country and western fella named Brad Pastry. That's right.
Brad Paisley.
Uh-huh, and I sat them down there in their seats right there.
That's great.
And he's from Dallas. A lot of people don't know that he was from Dallas. He flew from Dallas mm-hmm. out there because he coaches the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, did he say anything to you?
Well, I actually made a joke to Coach Jason after I look at his ticket and I see a seat number there and whatnot, and I say, while I'm tearing the ticket, I say, shouldn't you be in Dallas working with your team during this bye week? and that chased a smile right off his face.
Oh, yeah, gosh.
Yeah, his expression fell, and he looked at me square in the eye, and he said, listen, old man, I don't give a blank about the Dallas Cowboys or whether we win or lose.
You wouldn't say that.
I was surprised. I say, what you mean, Coach Jason? And he said, the Cowboys are just my stepping stone to hang out with country and western singers at baseball games.
That's what he wants.
Come on.
And he said, if we go 0-16, I wouldn't give one single solid damn.
That's disturbing.
It was. I said, well, that's kind of sounding a little negative to me there, Mr. Coach. Aren't you worried about losing your coaching employment if you don't win the games? Yeah, and that's when he grabbed me around the trachea pipe and he threw me down to that cold ground. He put that dress shoe on the back of my head and started crunching my dentures into that concrete.
Oh, come on.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, sure did. And started, while talking through his own clenched teeth, he said, "Look, old man." He said, "Jerry Jones will never fire me because I let him pretend to be GM." And I tell him that I'm impressed with his football knowledge. Uh-huh. Now, as long as I do that, I'll be sitting next to Brad Pastry till the day I die.
He's got it figured out.
And so I just said, "Yes, sir." And I'm just letting you. I let it go at that point.
Right. Yeah.
I was in such pain and in need of facial reconstruction.
Yeah, I think you got to.
I decided to let it go then.
Yeah.
But that was my interfacing with him. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, except for the medical bill.
Yeah, except for that part. Yeah.
Hey, don't you guys think it's time we start ending birthright citizenship?
Jesse,
you know, these anchor babies.
Jesse,
it's almost time for the ticker. We gotta run along
here. All right, I'll let you go now.
Okay, we'll see ya. There's Jesse the Usher.